From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Strong low pressure lifting through Quebec will bring a variety of weather, including some hazards this afternoon and tonight. A wind advisory is in effect for New York, the Berkshires, and all of Vermont, except for roughly the eastern third of Windham County. Initially from the south and then becoming westerly behind a strong cold front this evening, winds could gust to 50 miles an hour. This could rearrange any objects that aren't strongly tethered, such as holiday decorations. Downed tree limbs might also cause power outages. Precipitation will involve a chance of rain showers this afternoon east of the Green Mountains, with a rising chance along and west of the Greens and likely in New York. A few thunderstorms will even be possible. High temperatures will range well above the seasonal averages for December 6th, in the upper 40s to lower 50s north and low to mid 50s in the south. A cold front early tonight will change rain back over to snow. Little accumulation is expected, but there could be a few snow squalls, mainly after midnight. At present, a warm front is lifting through from our southwest. The related southerly winds will be most pronounced over high terrain and in the valleys west of the Green Mountains early this afternoon. The higher wind gusts will likely become more widespread east of the Greens when the system's cold front arrives there this evening. A large surface low, now centered near Timmins, Ontario, will continue to intensify this afternoon and tonight while the center of the cyclone curls north-northeastward along the eastern shore of Hudson Bay. Despite the center of the storm remaining so far away, its circulation has now enveloped our entire region. Its warm front will have barely made it through far northern New Hampshire before the cold front arrives over eastern New York. Co-located with an intense upper-level disturbance, the cold front will move through eastern New York late this afternoon, reaching the Champlain Valley by around 6 o'clock this evening, and then reaching the Connecticut Valley between 7 and 8 o'clock. Along and immediately ahead of the front will come a quick burst of moderate to heavy rain, the chance of thunderstorms, and high wind gusts. A secondary front after midnight will bring a few snow showers or squalls, and then another day tomorrow in which daytime temperatures rise little thanks to northwest winds that will gust to 25 miles an hour at lower elevations. Wednesday will be a typical early December day with the chance of snow showers as an ocean low passes well to our south and a weak upper-level impulse moves overhead. On Thursday, a quick ridge of high pressure will stretch in from Quebec with seasonable and dry weather. The next chance of snow showers Thursday night into Friday will precede another large low lifting out of the Great Lakes and into Quebec, likely resulting in another spate of rain showers at some point over the weekend. In the forecast summary, this afternoon, chance of showers east of the Green Mountains with a rising chance along and west of the Greens and likely in New York, chance of a thunderstorm, highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s north, and low to mid 50s in the south. South winds gusting to 35 miles an hour, occasionally gusting to 50. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain showers in the evening, then scattered snow showers overnight with the chance of a squall, lows in the upper teens to mid 20s north, mid to upper 20s in the south, early winds from the south gusting to 50 miles an hour and becoming westerly overnight. For Tuesday, partly cloudy, chance of snow showers in the Adirondacks, northern Greens, and from around Lake George into the southern Greens. Highs tomorrow in the upper 20s to mid-30s, some mid-20s in the Adirondacks and near the Quebec border. West to northwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies, chance of light snow or snow showers in New Hampshire and near the Massachusetts border. Slight chance elsewhere, highs from the mid-20s to around 30, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.